Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Matt Wilhelm, the kid, Andrew Gribble, live from the Dog Bowl in Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. One thing that I wanted to throw out there really quickly that Laura from our social media department made me aware of, and you can find it on Twitter, today is Happy National Joe Day. So feel free to reach out to any Joe that you have in your life, whether it be Joe Mama, Joe Hayden, Joe Thomas, and wish them a happy Joe Day. We're going to go to the calls here. First up, we have Hiram in Cleveland. What's up, Hiram?
Hey, guys. Matt, I'm sorry, this isn't Matt. You guys were talking about the quarterback situation earlier in the week.
Yes.
I think when we talk about quarterbacks, we need to understand that you don't have to have an elite quarterback to win. It's been proven you don't have to have an elite quarterback. You have to have decent, solid quarterback play. And when people talk about, well, you have to have a franchise or a great quarterback, you can keep in mind that there are plenty of great quarterbacks that are sitting at home doing, you know, when playoffs start, doing absolutely nothing. Let me give you an example. New Orleans, who's their quarterback?
Drew Brees.
How many games did they win?
No.
Seven. They won. How many games did Houston win? Who's their quarterback?
Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett. You got to be careful about saying, well, and looking at just quarterbacks and say, well, you can and cannot win. Because, like I said, it's been proven. I mean, look at Seattle. Seattle didn't ask Russell Wilson to try to win ball games. They said, look, we just don't lose it for us. And even during the Super Bowl, people were picking Denver to win because Peyton Manning's a better quarterback. I mean, and we all see what happened. You got to be careful about saying, you know, you got to have great quarterback play, and if you don't have a franchise quarterback, you can't win. That's not absolutely false.
Well, and I also think you got to realize that there's not always a quarterback growing on trees for you. So you got to go with what you got. You got to improve the rest of the team as well. But I think to win a Super Bowl, you know, you really have to try to get a franchise quarterback. Now, you could build a good team like Cincinnati's done, but to win a Super Bowl, and I'll disagree with Hiram, who thanks for calling a Cleveland sports legend, calling legend. But to actually win, Russell Wilson is better than he's just not an everyday Joe. That guy makes plays. He may not have the stats, but when plays need to be made, he makes them. I mean, obviously, Tommy, terrific. You look back, I mean, Joe Flacco has proven to be a great playoff quarterback. The last team that won without a great quarterback, in my estimation, you got to go all the way back to Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson. That's
sure.
A long time ago.
It is a long time ago. And you know what? Hiram makes a great point. And that's where, you know, I want to get back to the plan that's happening here and the plan that Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer are executing. Right now, without a blatant free agent quarterback that was available for them to make a run at, and for them sitting at 12-19, really not being in love with Jameis Winston essentially going number one overall and Marcus Mariota and his ability to play in the National Football League as a dropback quarterback. He's not a guy, at least as of now, that I think we're going to make a move to go up and get that as an absolute slam dunk home run franchise guy. So what we're doing is we're accumulating quality as we did via free agency, you know, Hartline, McCown, Starks, Bowe, Tremont Williams, and we've got the most shots at bat on April 30th, the first and the second, you know, in the NFL draft. So we're accumulating talent. We're accumulating competitors to have on this roster and accumulating talent. And when the time comes, believe me, we know, as we make that push towards, you know, winning the division and making the playoffs, I do ultimately believe that we can make the playoffs, you know, hopefully make a run this year. And next year is going to probably be the prime year to make that push. But in that time, the reason why how we can stay there and take a step to the next level is not with, you know, adequate above average quarterback play. You have to have that guy to raise the trophy.
And I'm just thinking, like, this year we all talked about it for months leading into free agency, just how this quarterback market was not good. And,
right.
And the quarterbacks that were out there probably got more money than they would have in normal years because they were in such higher demand, because there's still a lot of teams, you know, in the Browns camp that needs a kind of this game-changing quarterback. And I think they evaluated, saw what was out there, you know, kicked the tires on, you know, we saw that Nick Foles and Sam Bradford were obviously on the trading block, and you see what you have in the draft. And I think it was just decided what it was going to take to get a player that you think could transform the position. It wasn't worth the cost this season, so you might as well make the roster better around it and make a run for it in the future.
Absolutely.
Accumulate assets. It's like the Houston Rockets did for several years until they were able to get James Harden and Dwight Howard.
Yep.
They just kept accumulating assets and then figured – at some point, they could turn those assets, even if they weren't on their roster then, they could turn it into talent somewhere else, and lo and behold, they traded for James Harden. You make your whole team better. You can't just sit here and wait for a quarterback. What about, you know, you think Dansby and Whitner, who are, you know, the clock's ticking on their careers, those guys aren't going to sit here and say, okay, well, I'm just going to wait till we get a franchise quarterback. They want to get better and win and play as good a football as they possibly can now, and then eventually, somewhere down the line, you do have to, whether it's Johnny, whether it's someone they draft this year, you do have to have someone that could prove they could play in the big spots and win in the big spots. But in the meantime, let's get better around them.
Absolutely. And we're going to play that. I mean, and the blueprint is out there, and it's no surprise to every other team in the NFL right now. We're going to play great defense. We're going to have a top five defense in the National Football League, and we're going to be a top 10 running team. That is out there. That is Mike Pettine, Rex Ryan philosophy. That is a given. The Bills are going to be a great defensive team, and as he's already come out and said, he hopes to run the ball 50 times a game. That's what we have to do. Let's just hope that we surround the quarterback, whoever it is, hopefully Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown seem like the most viable options, surround them with enough weapons to not screw it up.
And I think we're doing that. I think if you look at it, and you know, it's interesting how the crickets have now come out after the first week of free agency. Everyone wanted to crush the Browns, and people were calling in here, and you guys had to wear battle armor into work because people were crushing them. And now, the second and third week, I think the Browns had as good a free agency as anybody.
I do.
And they got it in value. They didn't overpay. Like, these teams that overpay at the beginning never works. They got it in value. Our roster right now is so much better 1-53 than when Ray Farmer took over. It's just not even close.
Well, and also, too, is you can legitimately say that not only have we gotten better from 13 to 14, this roster getting better from 14 to 15 for the upcoming season, and we haven't even hit the draft yet.
Absolutely. And there's no question about it, and I have the utmost confidence. Obviously, I lead the Ray Farmer fan club, but I have the utmost confidence he's going to hit it out of the park in this draft, which he did from rounds 2 to undrafted free agents last year. And I think the roster going into next season is going to be a playoff roster. Now, the question is, can we get Josh McCown from 2013 as opposed to 2014? Or for that matter, Johnny Manziel from 2013 at A&M?
I'll take both.
I think at this point we'll take kind of something in between.
Because
when we were, you know, working last, talking about McCown yesterday, the McCown for those five games in Chicago, those are elite, like 13 touchdowns, one interception.
Yeah.
You stretch that out over season, that would be ridiculous numbers. Obviously, you can't hope for that because you'll just be disappointed, but I think that you can hope for an efficient quarterback that kind of manages an offense. We talk about the kind of the cliche game manager, but with this offense, handing off the ball, getting it into the right spots, that's what you're looking for in kind of that leadership out of that position.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's get Stan in Cleveland.
Hello, gentlemen, youngsters. How you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
What's up, Stan?
Well, you know, if Hiram is a legend, then I'm an icon.
You're more than an icon, my friend.
You know, believe me, nobody remembers Pete Franklin except me. Okay?
I remember Pete Franklin.
Well, yeah, but you never talked to him.
Well, not like you, Stan.
You're not old enough.
He used to throw, you know, I was a kid. He used to, if a kid called, he'd hang up on him.
Exactly. You had to be well-seasoned. You had to be a seasoned veteran.
What do you got there, Stan? You excited for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I do. You know, if everybody stays healthy, this is not my prediction. This came from multiple sources, all right? My sources tell me, okay, now let me finish here. If McCown starts and rolls with all 16 games, they'll go 4-12. If they roll with Manziel, if he's good to go, we're going to go 8-8. Write that down. Thank you.
You got it, Stan. Thank you very much. Let's keep hitting the phones. Let's go to Toomey in Cleveland, or is it Tommy in Cleveland?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tommy.
Tommy, you know, what's up, man?
I'll be honest with you. To listen to this draft talk is comical to me. It's almost offensive. As painful as the last 20 years have been, this may be the worst year yet. they may not win a football game. I mean, I don't think people really appreciate that. They have to play the NFC West, okay? Then they have to play our division, which is arguably the toughest in football. Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel, are you kidding me? You guys are talking about playoff rosters? Have you been drinking already?
Yes, we have.
Insane. This is nuts, dude. Ohio State, which is a collegiate program, has three better alternatives at the quarterback position. That's a college program. You guys are talking about playoff rosters. It's comical.
Okay, I mean, let's just take this. Let's take this one step at a time. College quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel was one of the best college quarterbacks in the last 15 years. So, no, the Ohio State Buckeyes, all due respect to Matt Wilhelm, don't have three options better.
Did any three of them win the Heisman?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Johnny Manziel played in the SEC and was dominant. College football and pro football is a different animal. And the reality is the Browns won seven games last year. It's not like last year they had Joe Montana playing quarterback. The Browns roster and the defense especially is playoff ready. And, you know, this whatever Toomey, Tommy, whatever your name is, I'd like to make a little wager with you. I'll wager you a nice lunch that you say the Browns win zero games. I'll take over six games, and let's have a nice lunch bet on it.
Absolutely. And I think it's just those calls that we get are the frustrated Browns fan that have been waiting year after year for action. And in some cases, what you got last year was action. We went from a 4-win team to a 7-win team. And as we can all concur, not simply because we're paid, you're not even a paid employee of the Cleveland Browns, okay? You have no reason other than the fact that you believe in what's going on here, right?
Absolutely.
To think that they're going to continue to take steps forward, and also too is, it all has to come together in off-season workouts and in training camp, and then the product has to be significantly better on the football field to become a lot of what we think they're possibly doing. But that all being said is, from 1 to 53, having been a player and understand when you're on a good team and when you're on an average team and when you're on a bad team, this team has gotten better from 13 to 14 and has done so far. Yes, we've gotten older, but at Gribble, you make the point, every team gets older in free agency. We're signing guys to their second and third contract. So, of course, and we haven't hit the draft yet. So what have we done? We've added talent to the roster. We've added contributors. And in some cases, with Josh McCown, Brian Hartline, Dwayne Bowe, and Tremont Williams, that's potentially four starters and a rotating fifth starter in Randy Starks. So we're at five starters, and we haven't even gotten to the draft yet. And by the way, we have two first-round picks.
And the most draft, I think we have the most picks in the first 150. I think we have like six picks.
Most picks in the first, yeah.
And I can understand Tommy's frustration. Listen, I'm a lifelong Browns fan, and it is frustrating, but you have to look at it in steps and incrementally. With this regime, we've done nothing but gotten better. You know, and Pett, I think, has gotten the respect of the players in the locker room, and you could talk to this more than obviously we can, but, you know, when a coach comes in and establishes a regime and a mindset and the players start buying in, it seems to me that's the first step, and it seems like you could check that off. It's already been done in this building.
Absolutely.
I just think there's going to be a lot less of those phone calls after the draft. I mean, when you add 10 new faces to a roster, potentially more if the Browns acquire even more picks, you know, it'll kind of, I think, shift the direction, shift the winds a little bit, and we'll be going into it maybe a more pleasant summer.
Oh, we're going to have a pleasant summer, absolutely. Once the snow at the end of March goes away, that's ridiculous. All right, we're going to grab a break. Keep the phone calls coming, good, bad, and different. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. You can tweet at the show @Browns_daily. Sorry. @Andrew_Gribble. Kid, run it, roll it again.
DAKID97.
All right. Keep bringing the conversations. We enjoy it. You're listening to Matt Wilhelm live from the Dog Bone Berea on ESPN 850 WKNR. The force from the beginning.